All right, well, as always, I'm a full-time signs. We try to see if we can get players on and hear their stories, and it's our privilege to have current Canberra Raiders forward Sophie Holman on board. Sophie, thanks for coming on to have a chat.
No worries at all. Always happy to.
Now, I guess what a lot of people may not know, Sophie, is you were born in Launceston in Tasmania. So obviously, Launceston and Tasmania aren't typically known for, I guess, their rugby league exploits. What was it like growing up in Launceston before you made the move to Gold Coast and discovered rugby league?
Yeah, well, fun fact, and I think NRL gets this a little bit wrong, but I actually was born in Brisbane.
Oh, there you go.
So my dad was actually working up in Brisbane at the time. However, my whole family were born and raised in Tasmania. My older siblings were as well. So while we were only up on like in Brisbane, I think for 2 years, then we moved obviously back home to the farm in Tasmania. So definitely still call Tasmania home for myself. And yeah, so obviously growing up, played a lot of AFL. Yeah, like I said, grew up on a farm as well. So tiny little isolated town called Longford. Sport was always massive for me. Loved little athletics. Pretty much anything I could do through school, I would do. Basketball was really popular down there, so I played that outside of school as well. So growing up in Tassie was amazing. One of those places where you go to the shops and you know everyone. And yeah, I think moving, transitioning into the Gold Coast and starting rugby, now I kind of look back and realize it was, yeah, one of the best things that I ever did.
So obviously, you mentioned, rugby was obviously the thing that you did on the Gold Coast. You obviously then went on to represent the Reds. Having played rugby union and now playing rugby league, are both close to your heart, or is there one that you lean towards more?
I definitely lean towards more league now. I think it's just a game that suits my style of play a lot better. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely love rugby union, like especially sevens. I think it's one of the hardest sports you could play. And obviously they both have their greatest attributes, but I think sevens for me, just in the end, my body couldn't handle it. And I went and played a little Gold Coast comp in between when I was playing for the Broncos, and I did my syndesmosis on the last game, and I think that for me, I was done with the game. But for Queensland Reds, like I loved the 15s program, but I just saw the development in league, and I had always been asked the question if I wanted to make the switch, and it was definitely out of my comfort zone heading into Broncos, not knowing how to play. But I'm so glad I did it when I did, because I think, yeah, if I had, I don't know, if I'd done it any earlier, I probably wouldn't have been ready. And if I'd done it any later, I kind of, you see now a lot of girls in their multi-year contracts. So I'm glad I've locked in one of those, and obviously playing PMs and Origin, I feel like I've achieved a lot in the past 2 years.
No, you certainly have. The players I've spoken to in the past that have been involved in rugby union or in sevens and then moved into league, they've said that those, or even touch football to a lesser extent, when they're growing up. Do you feel like your skills that you learnt playing union in sevens were transferable to league? And what new skills did you have to develop when you started taking up league professionally?
Yeah, so I think rugby sevens specifically is obviously a very quick game, a lot of open space. So in terms of like reading players and like them defensively, learning to read the way their body is and being able to manipulate that with your footwork, I think I've been able to take that into league, even though I'm definitely running into a lot stronger line. I think your footwork just before you hit contact is really important. Also, obviously, fitness. And yeah, I think being a prop, especially, someone of my size and being able to still move not extremely slow is, yeah, I think it's pretty cool to be able to take that into league. In terms of skills, gee, I had to learn everything from the get-go. I didn't realize actually how much there was to learn for league. I think union, you kind of look at it and you're like, oh, that looks easy. All you have to do is catch the ball and run straight. But gee, there's so much to it. I had to learn how to play the ball quickly. Obviously, all the work that goes into your defense, and I think changing tackle tech as well. So especially sevens, you tend to chop a lot, but league, you need to like that idea of really slowing down the ruck. I found that especially my first season, I was tackling and then I was jumping to my feet straight away. So the marker D principles, how you run into contact, the importance of playing the ball quickly. all of those, I learned a lot in the first season and then heading into PMs, but more so the time spent in Origin learning that. I found that all the camps that we did leading up to game one was where I learnt probably most of that.
I guess people always say they're very similar, but they're very different at the same time. And obviously, everything that you've just said there illustrates the stark contrast between the two games. And as you said, your debut did come with the Brisbane Broncos in 2022. Just tell us about that first game, the euphoria of finding out you're going to play, the reaction from family, and did you have anyone come to watch you in that first game you played for the Broncos?
Yeah, so I'd had a very quick preseason. We had an army camp to start off with, and so pretty much our first week of preseason went for about 3.5 weeks because we had a very easy training session the first session back from that army camp. And I remember thinking, okay, I've got 3.5 weeks to learn league at the NRLW level as well, because I'd never played BMD before. And pretty much just was really lucky that I had good props around me, like Chelsea Lenarduzzi, Bree Clark, Neda Nuasala. And I just asked so many questions and obviously just trained really hard. And I remember sitting in the auditorium up at the Bronx, and Kelvin had all faith in me, and I wasn't expecting pretty much to even play. And then he said, obviously, was calling out the first team list to verse the Knights down in Newcastle, and announced me as, you know, obviously for my debut and as starting prop. So it was pretty surreal for me, actually. And I think I just put my head down and worked as hard as I could over the past month. And then, yeah, I headed down to Newcastle with the girls. And I remember the first kickoff and the ball was coming my way, and I just thought, I don't even know the rules of this game. So I'd never actually played a game of league. So I didn't even know how the interchanges worked. I knew absolutely nothing. So pretty nervous, definitely. But I was so happy to be able to pretty much get that one out of the road, and then could kind of sit back and, you know, go through gameplay with Kelvin again, and had so much more of an understanding of how the game actually worked. Because obviously drills and things like that is so different to how you actually play the game sometimes. So to go into full contact and just learn the game, it was amazing. And I didn't have anyone actually come up to Newcastle. However, obviously all were at home watching. And yeah, my dad specifically, he was so proud. He was so happy. I used to actually be a dancer, so he always laughs and calls me his ballerina because I play something so, so different.
It's very different for sure. But look, you mentioned the BMD premiership, obviously, that you prior to NRLW you had never played, but you did go and play for Burley, and you were part of the team that won the premiership last season. Tell us what that was like. I mean, obviously, I guess firstly, having the chance to play for Burley, who are obviously celebrating 100 years this year, and then going on to win the grand final, and just what that whole experience was like for you.
Yeah, I actually was really nervous going into BMD, and I think because I was also excited because I knew that I could take it back a couple of steps and, you know, to go and play club level with a lot of other NRLW girls. Like, I just felt like I needed to uphold, you know, a bit of a standard, and I just felt like I didn't have any knowledge pretty much. So I was excited to just be in the local area to pretty much start from scratch. And I obviously, like I said earlier on, I'd just done my syndesmosis playing sevens, and while we won that, that was awesome. But heading into pre-season for BMD, I was missing all of the game, like obviously gameplay and things like that, because I was doing rehab. So heading into round one again, felt obviously not very confident, to be honest. And I was playing impact off the bench, and I liked that. I really do like playing off the bench. And it was honestly one of my highlights from last year. I thought we had such a good group of girls that all just dug their heels in, wanted to work hard, and it showcases because we won. And then heading into this year, we've obviously got a couple of new faces, but every girl that played in that grand final last year is back. So definitely built something special at Burley, and, you know, to be led around the field by someone like Zahara and obviously Doozy as well, really, really good mates of mine. So it's been, awesome to go back there. And I think the grand final last year was extremely memorable for me, because after the grand final, I had the Tani Norris come up to me and obviously gave me the news that I was coming off the bench for Origin. So we just won, obviously just got the trophy, and then I got the news straight after the game. So definitely super high spirits.
You know, playing for Queensland, what did that mean to you? And as a player, how does the Origin level differ from just the general NRLW level?
It was surreal. It was exciting. I was nervous already, but I was so extremely proud of myself for, putting my head down and learning as much as I could, especially being able to juggle like personal life and full-time work and everything that I did to get myself into that position. I felt like I'd finally done it. Obviously, it was the hardest and fastest game I've ever played and think I will play. I learned, like I said earlier, I've learned so much in those few camps that I did, and I felt like I was still going in there a little bit of a rookie. And I think, again, just the coaches, the staff, the girls that we have in that camp and in that program just was amazing. It was such a learning curve. But the game itself was brutal, absolutely brutal. It's something that I'll always continue to aspire to be a part of.
No, absolutely. I'm sure it won't be your last Origin appearance either. And I guess if we just move back to NRLW for a second, you had the 1 year at the Broncos. Obviously, despite your nervousness and having never played the game, you did something right, because the Canberra Raiders came and signed you up. Obviously, last season being your first and for this year. What prompted you move to Canberra, and what was the difference between working under Darren Borthwick compared to Kelvin Wright at the time?
So I think I'd obviously been given an opportunity to explore like the idea of heading to Canberra. And to be honest, I didn't actually speak to too many people about it. I'm a bit of a yes girl. So I always struggle saying no. So I think come contract time, it was a really difficult time for me, to be honest. And kind of in a position where I didn't really know what I wanted to do. But I just know on the Gold Coast that I am literally one of the most busiest people you will ever meet, with work, with life, and with footy. And I'd always wanted to go and move somewhere else. I didn't think it would be Canberra. But flying down there, obviously seeing the facilities, the staff, they're so passionate about what they do, the community, Canberra itself. Obviously, people think of Canberra, cold, wet, isolated, not much to do. But I think people need to go live there, and then you'll see an absolute different side to what it can be. And I was very, very keen to go and focus on footy and not have the background noise of the busyness of the Gold Coast. And I was ready for a change, to be honest. And I'm so glad I moved down there, because Kelvin was a great coach. He gave me so much opportunity, and he definitely believed in me. And I'm so grateful he obviously gave me that opportunity to get a part of NRLW, because obviously without that first contract, I wouldn't be where I am today. And Bortho is such a good human. He is such a good coach. He genuinely cares so much about everyone who is a part of his program. Like, he pretty much had 30 extra doors when we went down to Canberra last season, and pretty much it spoke for itself for us to almost make finals and to do as well as we did as a collective. Thinks about everything, thinks about culture, our performance, our recovery. He was amazing outside of footy too. He would catch up for a coffee. I think when I first went down there, he looked at me, he's like, "Soph, let's go get an acai bowl." And I was like, that is the best thing ever. So he's always around for a chat. He's always around for a chat outside of footy, always provides good, like really good feedback. He has so much knowledge around the game. He cares of like about everything outside of footy, inside of footy, just everything. He is so all over, like I said, recovery, your nutrition. He's literally a man, a wealth of knowledge. So I'm so glad I went down there, because I feel like I left a better player. And that's a conversation we had at the start of the year, was Sophie, come down, you're going to be leaving a better footy player. And that's what I felt like I've done. I've seen a shift in the way I am at Burley at the start of this season, and I feel like he's turning me into a leader of the game, and that's pretty surreal, obviously, being so new. Yeah, I feel like it's been, yeah, it was an experience that I definitely haven't regretted at all, and I'm looking forward to a future there.
No, look, it's not the first time we've heard that sort of stuff about Darren. Obviously, you know, we've tried to touch base with plenty of others, and they've said similar things. And just finally, obviously, I guess last year was a good start for Canberra. Didn't make the finals, but sort of the side's not complete yet. Obviously, there's still some of the roster still to fill out for this season. But what are the, I guess, early expectations that have been set, if any, even from going into last season, and sort of where do you think the club can go? And obviously, finals is the aim, but like, where do you think the side is placed at in terms of finishing wise for this season when it comes around?
Yeah, well, as like obviously being an inaugural team, you're starting from the get go, so building a foundation there is important. Obviously, we're lucky that that multi-year contracts are opportunity for women players now, and obviously moving into this season, we have some of our team from last year coming back and still with some of the roster to be filled. And obviously setting a good foundation from the start was so important for us, and we definitely had the group to do that. And Bortho is so big on personalities and culture, and obviously doesn't try and push culture down our throats. It just happens. Culture is like a thing that happens when you have good people around good people. And that's what we had. And we just had a bunch of girls that wanted to work hard and want to win. And pretty much heading into this year, we see ourselves in the finals. And I know that we can do that. I think that, yeah, we've got the group and the coaching staff to be able to do that. So it's a really exciting time for the club. Like, we obviously, everyone's sort of a little bit on edge at the start of the season because we don't know where we sit in terms of like the other teams. So being able to move forward now with that experience of last season, you know, being able to, like, I think one of my highlights from last season at the Raiders was when we beat Roosters at home, because everyone was expecting Roosters to go through.
Indeed.
Pretty much unbeatable. Yeah, exactly. So to be able to beat them, we all looked at each other and we're like, hell yeah, like, we can do this. So obviously a disappointing end, but we have absolute hope, and we know that we can make that final coming into this season.
Absolutely. Have the personnel there. Obviously, Maddie Bartlett had a great year. There's Zahara Tamara. No one has to say anything about Samaila Taufa, because everyone knows just how much a good human and a great player she is and has been for many years. But now, certainly, things are building nicely for Canberra. So best of luck, obviously, for your individual season, Sophie, and to Canberra. And, you know, I guess we'll see what happens come NRW season, but hopefully it's a good one for your girls.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're super excited. We've all obviously stayed in touch because, yeah, some of us being from Queensland, you know, being in the Origin space, we've had to come back up to play BMD. But I can tell you one thing, and it's, I miss Canberra. Humidity up here is not fun anymore. So bring back the -2 degree mornings.
All right. Thanks for that, Sophie. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on, and I'll talk to you soon.